The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Now, a funeral director in Kerry has come up with a very unique way of spreading ashes in hard-to-reach places or over vast swathes of land. Aerial Farewell provides families with a bespoke aerial ashes releasing service for loved ones who have passed on. And Sean Lynch is a funeral director and the owner of Aerial Farewell, and he joins us on the line now. Good evening to you, Sean.
Good evening, Ciara. Thanks for having me on.
I'm delighted. Now, you yourself have been a funeral director for decades at this point, but you've, for decades
when I was very young, indeed, yes.
You've embraced modernity, though, very much so.
No doubt about it. Yes, it's a business I love to be in, and I have. It's the one thing that I find I have time for people, which is very important.
Yeah.
For a funeral director.
I have to say, I'm very interested in this, and I'll tell you why, because I'm one of the increasing number of people, I believe, who don't want to be buried, who want to be cremated. I don't like the idea of burial. I have no rational reason for that, but I don't. Mm-hmm. And I like the idea of cremation, and I like the idea of being scattered. And what you're doing is taking up people's ashes in drones and allowing their families to press a button to actually release it. And then there's another drone that videos it. And it can be anywhere over the Cumara Mountains or Loch Derg or wherever they want, you have the capacity.
Indeed, or over the ocean or wherever. This all started, I suppose, just over 3 years ago. My daughter, Orla, was sitting with me one night and we were chatting about funerals, and our conversation led us into cremation. Now that you mentioned cremation, and I was explaining to her that a lot of people would go for cremation, and then following that, they might come to me and ask that I'd like to take the ashes of their loved one to the beach or to a mountain top or a lake or a river. But a lot of people, I would give them a what we call a scattering tube, and when they'd come back afterwards, I'd ask about how they get on, and they'd say, "We get on fine with a scattering tube, but we found as the ashes were seen to be, because of the wind change, came back to us." So Orla said, "Would you ever think, Dad," she said, "of scattering the ashes or releasing the ashes by drone?" And I said, "No, I know nothing about drones." But little did I know, she had actually planted the seed. And a few evenings later, I began thinking about this. And I said, "I'll have to check out and see what's going on with drones."
I've seen some of the videos of this, what you do, and the ashes scattered up in the sky and over beautiful kind of countryside and all of that. And I have to say, it's quite appealing.
It is. It's well, we have done this quite a few times since we started, since we got up and running. As I said, it took about 3 years, or just over 3 years, to get it up and running. But we have it perfected now, and we have everything. We know how to do it. We know how long it takes. We know what we need, and we're able to deal with the people, which is lovely. They seem to feel happy when this all takes place and afterwards, and it's great to have a video of it as well for them.
There was something surprisingly nice, Sean, about it being so high up in the sky, like being scattered to the four winds in some ways. I don't know why I like it as much as I do, but I'm hoping not to need it anytime soon, but I am a little tempted.
Yes, I suppose you don't want to have it for a long time yet, but anyway, it's we find that we believe ourselves that this is going to be a real runner in Ireland, yes, because we have 3 big drones already ready for all that business now. We have the boxes set up on them and everything. These are boxes that have numerous compartments in them so that the family can release each compartment separately themselves. We can say, as it were, release one, release two, release three, and so on, and the family can do that. We practice this for about 2.5 years with actually blowing sand. I live near the beach, and I used to collect sand that would be blowing into the sandbanks until it's dry and light, and we practice with that for about 2 years. And then for the last 6 or 8 months, we have it up and running, and we've got people just to practice with the sand to see how it works.
And Sean, and tell me this, is it proving popular? Are people opting for this new way?
They are indeed. They're opting for it. We have one, two, we have four, we have five. Five, we have done this already five times and we've only started maybe a month ago that they put it online.
And people will be interested because funerals are expensive and everyone is aware that funerals are expensive. Does this, how, I suppose the blunt question is, how much does it cost if a family wanted to scatter their loved one's ashes in this way?
I suppose it depends really on what the family want, because let's say if somebody, and I live in near Tralee, so if somebody said they wanted this done in Brandon Mountain, so that's only 20 miles away from where I live. Now, against then if somebody asked me against that, if somebody, let's say, in Donegal, and we'd be doing it all over the country, then you're talking about a different price. Or if somebody said then, well, we also need to have it videoed, so then you're talking about a second pilot to have the drone that will video this.
So two drones up rather than one.
Ah, yeah. And then if they say they need to have it live streamed so that somebody in America could watch this while it's happening, you're talking about a different price again.
Okay.
So, yeah.
There's a suite of options there for people should they want.
There's a suite of options. There's no doubt about that, yes. We can give.
And maybe lastly then, just tell me, supposing somebody in Donegal or indeed in I'm trying to think somewhere further away from you than Donegal, but there probably isn't much further away. So, but you will cover the entirety of the country. It doesn't really matter whether people are near Kerry or not.
Certainly we will. Well, we have, as I said, we have three drones ready for this. So we'd be hoping actually to find somebody maybe on in two different parts of the country as well that would have the full license. See, the license to fly this big drone is a C5 license. And there wouldn't be a whole lot of people with that license, but there's always somebody ready and waiting to take on and get that license.
Do you know what? It's surprisingly comforting in some way. I can't put my finger on why I like this, Sean, but I do. Thank you very much for coming on and talking to us there. That is Sean Lynch, funeral director and owner of Aerial Farewell.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.